Earlier this month, the lead singer of the Dixie Chicks told a British audience that she was ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas. Despite her apology, some country radio stations still aren't playing the Dixie Chicks' hit songs, and some former fans want a boycott of the band's upcoming tour. To commentator and performer Paul Schwartz, the Chicks' predicament is a cautionary tale.
I don't think I would have paid much attention to the Dixie Chicks story had I not read a piece in the New York Post. The authors were clearly thrilled at the band's fall from grace. They gleefully reported their troubles, and then went on to suggest other performing artists, or as they put it, appeasement-loving celebs, whose movies, TV shows, and concerts should be boycotted. Among them are Martin Sheen, Sheryl Crow, the band Limp Bizkit, Samuel L. Jackson, and of course, Susan Sarandon. Here was a major newspaper seriously suggesting that its readers punish people because of their opinions. Most boycotts are triggered by actions, such as boycotting clothing manufacturers for their use of third-world sweatshops, or companies that flagrantly pollute. But this is an institutionally encouraged action to punish individuals via their livelihood because they expressed a political view that has nothing whatsoever to do with how they make their living. I don't know my mailman's political views, but if I don't like them, I'm certainly not going to go to the post office and insist that they fire him. To me, the primary non-negotiable American idea, the foundation of everything this nation stands for, is that we are all guaranteed the freedom to hold and voice our beliefs without the fear of reprisal. But when I began writing this commentary, the first thing that crossed my mind was that I would have to be very careful about what I said. I might have to pull my punches a little bit, or risk getting splashed with the same kind of mud that hit the Dixie Chicks. And right there is the problem. If as a result of the situation in Iraq, the atmosphere of this country has become so strident that I fear the consequences of voicing my opinions, then something is out of whack. It's not about whether the war is right or wrong. I'm sure that however anyone felt before it started, we all now want it to end quickly with a decisive American win. It's about having to look over your shoulder before speaking your mind. The reason the U.S. has given for invading Iraq is not only to disarm it, but also to rid the Iraqis of the fear that living under a tyrannical dictator creates. If we're going to bring Iraq the freedom to dissent, then surely we must continue to respect it here in our own backyard.
The comments of Paul Schwartz, a composer and producer whose latest CD is Earthbound. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Our love.